Well, the Department of Homeland Security today is unveiling new policies aimed at greatly expanding the number of immigrants illegally in the U.S. who are detained and deported. The guidelines spell out how the DHS and other federal agencies will implement two executive orders that President Trump signed last month on border security and enforcement of immigration laws. Joining us now is NPR's Joel Rose, who's been looking at the guidelines. Joel, who's been targeted for removal under these new guidelines?
Well, this is a big shift from the previous administration. Under the Obama administration, immigrants who are convicted of serious crimes were the priority for removal. But these new rules broaden out those priorities quite a bit. Border Patrol agents and customs officials have been directed in these rules to remove anyone who's convicted of a crime. That could be using fraudulent documents to work. Agents are also instructed to go after unauthorized immigrants who may have committed a crime but not even been charged or have, quote, abused any program related to the receipt of public benefits, unquote. And indeed, anyone an immigration officer deems a risk to public safety or national security could now be a priority for removal. So the category has gotten a lot broader under these new rules.
And this big shift also includes so-called expedited removal for anyone who can't prove they've been living here in the U.S. continuously for 2 years. Explain more what that means.
Well, expedited removal is pretty much what it sounds like. It means that a migrant does not get to go before an immigration judge and can simply be deported. Under the Obama administration, expedited removal was used only within about 100 miles of the border for people who had been in the country for less than 14 days. Now it will include people who've been in the country for up to 2 years and could be located anywhere in the country. Civil rights advocates are worried about this. They say it'll deprive many migrants of a chance to make their case for asylum or to show that they have relatives living in the U.S. or for some other reason deserve relief from expedited deportation.
Joel, the new policies would not affect the program called DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, the people who were brought here illegally as children. Why no changes there?
Right. Well, these rules explicitly do not include DACA. These are the so-called dreamers, the young people who were brought to the country illegally as children. President Trump said during the campaign that he would end DACA, but since then he has softened his stance and has said that this is a very difficult decision, what to do with these kids. And at least for now, it appears that the Dreamers have gotten a reprieve in these rules.
Joel, talk a little bit about the policies that President Trump has criticized as catch and release, where immigrants who are detained are given court dates, sometimes years in the future. Do these guidelines address or change that at all?
I think they're explicitly intended to. I mean, DHS officials said today on a background call with reporters that these rules are supposed to end this policy of catch and release on the southern border, which we should say is not the official policy of the U.S. border, but it's what critics have been saying for years is what happens, as you describe. People arrive at the border, they're detained, they're given a court date sometime in the future, and they sometimes abscond before that court date. But civil liberties advocates worry that if you just deport everyone, you're going to be catching up a lot of migrants who do have some due process rights or asylum seekers or others who really would have a legitimate claim to get in. And they're worried that those people will just be turned away.
Joel, a federal official in a briefing today said, look, we don't want to create a sense of panic here. But what's the reaction so far to these new rules out there?
Well, I talked to some immigration rights activists on a conference call last week when an earlier draft version of these rules had leaked to the public. And it was an earlier draft, but a lot of the points were the same. And those immigration rights activists think that this, in fact, is intended to cause panic. At least that's their contention, that this is an intentional campaign to instill panic throughout the immigrant community and throughout the larger community. And I think the fear is that anybody could be a deportation priority under these rules, that they're so broad. And so immigration lawyers see this as a blueprint for mass deportation. Now, DHS officials said today on the background call that that's not what this is. This is not a mass deportation blueprint and that there is no reason for panic in immigrant communities. But I think, you know, those communities will look at these rules and may not be particularly comforted.
But there's a lot of anxiety and stress throughout the country on these new guidelines.
That's right.
And briefly, Joel, how are federal agencies going to get this done? Very briefly.
Well, it's going to take a lot of resources. The DHS officials new rules talk about a joint plan with the Department of Justice to surge more immigration judges and asylum officers to the border, as well as hiring 10,000 new custom enforcement agents and 5,000 Border Patrol agents.
NPR's Joel Rose. Thank you.
You're welcome.